Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. I thought I'd give you guys that one since it's been a little while since I pulled it out. Tonight, we're going to talk about Lolo Jones. Now, this is a really interesting story, and many of you may not know who Lolo Jones is. I didn't myself, but the interesting thing about her is she is a woman that saved herself for marriage. The only problem is that she's 38 and has never been married. So she has never been with a gentleman. Now, most of you guys would think, hey, okay, she's not unattractive. She's an athlete. She's probably pretty successful. And she's waiting for the right guy. So she hasn't been with a lot of partners. So what's the problem? The problem is she's too picky. She's too picky, even though she hasn't had a list of guys that she's been with that she compares everybody she's dating to. She's still too picky. And now she's 38, and she's recognizing that the wall comes for all. I didn't really know what to think of this, because how does a woman save herself for marriage but then never get married? We're gonna look into that a little bit. I've got an article here that I'm going to read, which is Lolo Jones, 38, opens up about difficulty in dating. She says, you give up hope. Yeah, no kidding. Welcome to being what it's like to be a guy on dating apps nowadays. But I wanted to read her Instagram. This is from an Instagram post that she put up, and it gives, this is her rant, and then we'll read the story, and then we'll do the dating profile of the day. I apologize that it's been so many days since I've done a video, but my brand new computer, I just got, thank you to you guys for donating and everything that you've given. And because of that, before I decided to put everything towards my property and maybe doing a little retreat for guys, I was able to get my mom a new laptop. Well, my laptop died, and so I've got to send it back and see if I can get a replacement for it. So I had to basically steal my mom's laptop while I'm visiting them. The bus is getting the rear hitch welded on. It should be done in, I don't know, a couple more days. And then I'm packing, and then I'm leaving to go around the country. And I'll probably do that for, I don't know, 6 months or so till I need to come back and check in on Dad and see how he's doing with his Parkinson's and his Alzheimer's. Okay, moving on. So Lolo Jones posts on Instagram. She says, LOL, time for a life rant. I have options, but for the first time, I'm really just bored with dating. I think after so many times of getting my hopes up that I will meet the right person, you just get over it. You just give up hope. Ding, ding, ding. Exactly. But you notice she's waiting for the right person. When you're 38 years old and you have never found the right person, there's part of me that says, hey, maybe it's you. I mean, now granted, I've been married and divorced. It didn't work out so well, but I've been on lots of dates and in some decent relationship. Well, good starting out, and then they ended badly, but they averaged out to be kind of a decent relationship. So how is it that she's never found the right guy? She continues on, look, I'm no spring chicken. So at least she recognizes it. I'm 38 years old. I'm not at an age where I can pretend like in my 20s. Oh, I'm not looking for anything serious when I was totally wanting to get married at that age. So she wanted to get married at that age. She saved herself for her husband, which is, you know, great for her, good for her. But she didn't find him. And in her 20s, she said, oh, I'm not looking for anything serious, was her mindset, even though she wanted to get married. So she never snagged a good guy while she was in her 20s. Now at 38, her options are even lower than ever. She says, now when you talk to guys at this age, they know most likely that you are looking for something serious. They don't even ask. The good news about being this age and talking to other guys this age is they are usually serious about dating and meeting their match too. What a relief. I'm glad I'm out of the 20s dealing with just want to have fun guys. Okay, so she's meeting guys her age. They want to get serious. She wants to get serious. Again, what's the problem? She says, but even still, it's hard to date. It's always the same story, picking between two extremes. One guy is a Christian, one is not. One guy is a workaholic, the other one is unmotivated. I'm torn between personality or character, looks or morals. And honestly, lately, the dates all want me to travel with them. Coughs, risk of global bug. Okay, whatever. Or be a Catwoman for the rest of my life. Hard call. So here you've got a woman that even at 38, and she's never been with a dude. So a lot of guys would say, hey, and she's very selective, obviously. A lot of guys might say, hey, that's perfect wife material. Even if she is 38, you know, I'm around that age. I don't mind dating my own age. But here's the thing. Notice that all of them that she's dated in the, I don't know, let's say she started dating at 18. In 20 years, none of the guys have met her criteria. She was either not serious about it, and then when she got decided to get serious about it, it's they're either to this or to that, or to the or workaholics, or they don't work at all. Too motivated, unmotivated, not morals or character or look, or it's again, you're never gonna find the perfect guy in all categories. Women have to make sacrifices just like men have to make sacrifices, but she's not willing to do that, and because of her selectiveness, she's gonna end up being alone. And here's the crazy thing. More and more women are doing this today. The only difference is they're not saving themselves till marriage. They're frying out their ability to pair bond. And then they're like, oh, I need a guy that gives me butterflies and tingles and I can't find him and I'm not having any luck. And they end up kind of in the same place, although many times they have a higher body count and they've maybe had a kid or two through an oopsie moment, sleeping around a little bit. She says, so basically I just have phone calls. I get bored because I feel I'm never going to meet meet someone in person. Darn it, I'm losing my last prime year of my life to lock down my husband before my face melts. She knows 40 is it's a whole new different ball game when you're going out there dating, saying that you're the big 40. She says, I swear, the bug this year gave me 10 extra gray hairs, really not helping the cause to lock someone down before I get too old. Yep, so that's my rant. If anyone else is frustrated by the dating scene and want more tea, my book is linked in my bio. And then she just goes on just selling her book, basically. The first post down below it with 116 likes, dating is a nightmare and I'm also over it. So here's the funny thing. This is not just Lolo. It is happening with so many women today. They say, you know what? He's not tall enough, or he's not good looking enough, or he doesn't have a beard, or his job isn't right. He has a good income, but he's not higher educated. He works too hard. Even though he makes a ton of money, he's not around to be with me often enough, and so I spend too much time alone. Oh, he's always around, and he's not out looking for a job and doing his own thing. He doesn't have any hobbies, so he doesn't hang out with me he's hanging out with me all the time because he doesn't have any hobbies, and I feel like he's in my face. He's always doing his hobbies, and so he's never around me. And I'm, again, nothing makes them happy. And when you realize this, you start saying, well, maybe this is why a lot of the relationships aren't working out today. And maybe the same thing goes with guys. I'm sure there are guys out there that are dumping women that would be a good partner for them, but they're not in a place to appreciate it. Maybe someday they come around and wish they'd change it. But again, this boils down to the selfish notion. Everything, where's my other cell phone here? Yeah, here it is. Everything today is on demand. It's like, oh, I want to look up some information. I want to order some food. I want to see what the weather's like. I want to surf Twitter, whatever. Everything, you got to look something up. Everything in the world is at your fingertips, including dating. Swipe, swipe, swipe. So what happens when you have to be patient? What happens when somebody isn't perfect for you? What happens if maybe you have some differences, but they're not deal breakers? See, in the past, people would say, hey, you know what? I feel lucky just to have this person. We match on all the major things, and yeah, there's some minor things that don't work out, but not today. Now, everybody wants everything to be perfect, and they're all going to be disappointed. And this is why, again, relationships very, very, very rarely work out. So here's her article on this. It says, Lolo Jones, 38, opens up about difficulty. In dating, you give up hope. And again, she may not be your cup of tea, but she's not an unattractive woman, and she's athletic, or at least she used to be. Lolo Jones is opening up about her dating life in a candid social media post about the difficulty that she faced in her quest to find the right partner. The 38-year-old Olympic hurdler and bobsledder has been open about romantic relationships in the past, sharing that she was a virgin at the age of 37 and is saving herself for marriage. She later said that her candidness was a mistake, telling Kevin Hart, that killed all my dates after that, during a conversation in January 2020. Now, here's the thing. Here's probably why that ruined all her dating potentials at 38. Now, at 24, it would have been a completely different game for her. She would have found a guy that would have said, hey, you know something? I really honor the fact or cherish the fact that you decided to wait till you got married. Or even if a woman's been with a guy or two and she says, I waited till serious relationships when it meant something and I was attracted to them and I thought it was going somewhere. That is a world of difference than just being casual with it and hooking up with everybody that's out there. But the problem is when you're 38, you would be dating probably guys my age, maybe a little younger, something like that. And we don't want somebody that's never been with somebody, because the deal breaker or the icing on the cake for her, she's saving it for marriage, which means if you want to be with her, you have to marry her. Well, guys around our ages have either A, been through the ringer and decided, you know what, I don't think dating is such a good deal. I look at everything that's going on out there today. I'm not risking it. Or they say, what happens if you do get married with her and she's lame in the sack, or you guys don't click in that one area? That's another concern. Another concern is, you know, again, at 38, is she frigid? Does she have actually issues about being intimate with somebody? Guys are not willing to say, I'll marry you at this age, at the age of 38. They're not willing to say, I'll marry you and then find out if it's going to work. Why? Because guys are older, and number one, they have requirements that they kind of want to find in the bedroom too. Number two is that these guys don't want to get married. A lot of them, because if you're 38 and you're successful and you're good looking, you're still dating 20-somethings if you're casual. If you want to be serious with somebody and you're around the 38s to 40s, you're still dating somebody that's probably in their 20s. And again, all men of every age range find women that are in their early to mid-20s the most attractive. So if a guy has an opportunity to be with somebody like that, whether it's for short-term or long-term, a guy would say, hey, at 38, she may not be able to have kids, or it may be getting close. She's going to want to rush right into that. But like, it's like basically like, let's get married and have kids right away. If a guy dates somebody that's 22, 21, 23, 24, you know, somewhere in their 20s at least, they can say, okay, we can take our time and get married. We can wait a year or two and make sure everything's good, get a home, get settled in, and then decide to have kids. And from 30 to 40, we've got 10 years to work on it. But when you're knocking on the door of 40, again, just looking at the statistics of trying to have children, it's very much against you. And what if that guy already has kids? And what if that guy doesn't want kids? Again, she just kind of waited too long because she's too picky. At least she realizes that the wall is knocking. She says, now, over a year later, Jones went on a life rant on Instagram, which I read to you, and they have it here in full as well, which I didn't realize. She says, I guess they're repeating what I read in the thing already. So let me just kind of read down. It says, turns out many of Jones' followers feel the same way. I totally relate, one person wrote, while another said, if Ms. Lolo Jones can be single looking like that and being an Olympic competitor, so can I. Thanks for being the strong female inspiration we all need. Hey, there's nothing wrong with being single your whole life. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with waiting until you want to get married. Nothing wrong with that either. The problem is now she wants to find somebody. She wants to be with somebody, but her criteria is too picky. And the guys that maybe don't fit her criteria but would choose her, well, she doesn't meet their criteria now. They say others praised her for being so authentic, which Jones often is. There's a good photo for you. It says, me when I do interviews, and she's all made up and looking very lovely, and me versus at home. Now, here's the thing. Her at-home photo, while her hair is all wild, she still has makeup on in that photo. She's got base because her skin is very monotone. It says, cheers to all the singles. She concluded in the post, I feel your pain. Cats are not so bad. So, hey, how weird is it that you've got an Olympic athlete that's attractive, successful, but she's still so selective, even at 37, 38, knowing the sand in the hourglass is almost gone, she's still saying, I can't find anybody. It's happening to more and more women today. And that's why I always tell you guys, be happy by yourself. Be happy without someone else in your life. Be happy doing your own thing. Because that way, if these women, you know, just are of the mindset that they're never going to be with a guy and you don't fit the criteria, they may end up being alone. and you might end up being alone. The difference is you don't have to be a miserable, bitter cat lady. You can have yourself a dog. You can, but if you found your own way and you have your own income and you're stable and you're happy, then it's not a big deal. Then you'll end up with a bunch of bachelors that are happy. Maybe they're not getting the bedroom fun that they want. Maybe they're not going on the dates that they want, but they'll have their finances taken care of. They'll have their hobbies. They'll have a group of good friends. They'll have a good time. And then the women will be miserable cat ladies, angry at the guys because the guys are enjoying life. So, all right, let's move on to the dating profile of the day. Okay, this one really bothers me. Of all the dating profiles I've read, this one probably frustrates and angers me the most. This is a very pretty young gal. She's 21 years old, and she says newly engaged. Okay, this is a dating profile, remember. But at 21 being newly engaged, I'd say you're doing it right as far as, hey, you're 21, you're in your prime as far as your looks and your youth and your physical appeal. And if you've done your college or you've got your education or you know what you're going to go in your career path and you're all set to go, and then you say, hey, I'm going to find the best guy I can. I'm going to hitch my wagon to his and we're going to face the world together. Good on you. Good decision. However, she says, newly engaged, but on spring break for a week. So what happens in Florida stays in Florida. This is a dating, and I was very tempted to leave her name unmasked and to leave her face visible, because I pray that there's not some guy out there that is engaged to this girl and getting ready to get married. And in the meantime, basically, you are going to marry a woman that's already cheating on you and you haven't even made it to the wedding day yet. This happens to so many people. It happens to so guys. I mean, it happens to girls too, but it happens to so many guys. And here in the moment where a guy's excited, he's found a beautiful, young, attractive wife, he thinks they're going to start their world off together and they're going to start their lives together. And before they even say I do, he's already dating a cheater. Because here's the thing, she's going to find some guy that's good looking on there. She'll do a smash and dash. It's easy for women. So if she's looking to hook up in a week, she'll have no problems hooking up with a week. He'll be probably some good-looking loser, especially if the fact that he would swipe right on a woman that says she's engaged. To me, I know some of you guys out there say, "Hey, I'll smash if she's married, because I don't care." Me personally, I don't think that's a cool thing, because I know it's easy to say, "Hey, I'm going to be the guy that's really, you know, hurting this other guy by sleeping with his girl." But if it's not me, it's going to be some other guy anyway. So either way, that dude's screwed, so I might as well have my fun. I think that's a slippery slope, and that's probably not a good way to lead your life. But as I always say, you do you. So there you go, guys. Another example why, what happens if they get married, he finds out she did this. Now he's looking at a divorce, and now maybe he's even looking at losing some of his stuff. Because she can always say, "Oh, he's leaving me," or "We made promises, and the court system's the way it is here." Even though she was the one with infidelity, he may end up ultimately being the loser twice: once in the court system, and once because she betted another dude on vacation. So, guys, I'm going to leave it there. If you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. Best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. And I appreciate all of you that support me over there. I'll have a video over there soon. I had a couple of videos in reserve, and then the laptop went dead. I was able to pull out the extra hard drive that I put in there, and I've got some stuff on there, so I'll stick it in the new computer when it comes as a replacement, but that's in like a month, so I just got to kind of start from scratch again. So guys, I'll leave it there. Remember, here's the thing. Number one, this is why a lot of guys don't want to get married, because they're afraid their girl's going to step out on them and give them a life of pain. So that's for the dating profile. And number two, you know, the wall comes for everybody. And, you know, as a guy, look, it comes for us too. There is no doubts, but it comes later, and we're still able to provide a lot, because most of the time, once women want to settle down, they're not looking for a guy that's, yes, they want him attractive, and yes, they want him in good shape or something they find attractive, but they're not looking for, you know, just looks. He's got to have a lot of other things behind there. But with Lolo Jones, she's still looking for Mr. Perfect, and Mr. Perfect is not going to want to marry her. He can date younger. He can marry younger, or he can just date younger. And so I think Miss Lolo Jones totally missed the boat on this one. And once again, the wall is undefeated.